I would like to thank the organizers for the honor to address in this forum today. I will try to keep your attention for some minutes. The subject is Piraeus as a global logistic hub. As you all know, in maritime transport of all types, starts from a port and ends to a port. Furthermore, a combined transport includes at least two ports. That is said in order to prove that the port has been always a very important node in the whole transport and logistic chain. With the growing trend of relocating international trading containers, the optimal level of management and capacity of container terminal has a particular focus on the concept of port logistic services in the entire transport industry. It is nowadays a firm understanding in Greece, or I hope it is a firm understanding in Greece, that one of the key developing areas that we must focus on is the one of the transport and logistics. It is well known also that the geopolitical role of Greece has been lately upgraded thanks to the investments in the Piraeus port and has now all the reasons to become an important hub in the Europe's and the global logistic chain. From the geographical point of view, Piraeus is the most critical port in the Eastern Mediterranean, has a strategic location being the hub between Southern Europe, Asia and Africa. It is this geographical position that can attract strategic investors in ports, airports and logistics centers in order to achieve the substantial entry of Greece in the international global logistic chain. This is a development that will provide many job opportunities in the country, since logistics section is one of the fastest growing industries worldwide. In Piraeus Container Terminal, we have at the moment liner services of 6 mother vessels of 14,000 TEUs each, 14,000 containers each, that they are calling on a weekly basis outbound and eastbound. And we have also been able to serve a very large feeders network that they are distributing the cargoes in the Middle East, Black Sea, North Africa and Adriatic ports. In addition to the transshipment by sea, Piraeus now is able to serve and the land transport, basically by train or by truck, in the Central Europe and in the Balkan countries. In cooperation, the cooperation of COSCO with Trenosé, the state-owned company, triggered the open of Europe's South Gate and allowed PCT and PCDC. PCDC is the Piraeus Consolidation and Distribution Center, to offer value-added services to the large multinational companies such as HP, Sony, Huawei, ZTE, etc. HP being the pioneer in this new route to Europe is the best ambassador of the establishment of Piraeus as a global logistic hub, as it is shown in the following charts that they, HP, include in their presentations. They are showing Piraeus as a gateway. We are serving via Piraeus all these countries, all these markets. And also, they are advertising Piraeus Gateway as a maritime Silk Road dot in this industry. That is another proof that the natural position of Piraeus on the sea corridor that connects Asia with those of Europe through Suez Canal, its important strategic advantage. Value-added services are offered in PCDC, the only logistic facility in South Greece that is operating under a free zone type 1 customs status, having 24 hours 7 operations and being the natural entrance exit of all shipments to from Greece, to from Piraeus. PCDC is the hub that accommodates multinational, multimodal transportation for both customs cleared and bonded cargoes. As said, Piraeus already exploits the inherent physical characteristic, which is location, natural depth, etc., but also investments can prove the continuous growth of the container volumes handled in Piraeus the previous years. This is a table with some data showing the increase of the containers in Piraeus and the climbing of the in the top 100 worldwide terminals from the position 93 on 2009-10 to number 38. Unfortunately, next year we will not be able to increase our ranking because the state-owned company did not manage to achieve the goals they had. It is more than obvious that these results have been achieved thanks to the hard work of all employees and contractors of Piraeus Container Terminal and the big investments in infrastructure, superstructure, environmental friendly equipment, technologically innovative practices, and value added services. Briefly, and without any effort to take you into technical details, we have investments for the reconstruction and upgrade of Pier number 2. We have investments for constructing from the very beginning from water Pier number 3 east and now west. And we are ahead almost 3 years before schedule. This is Pier number 3 west on process. The photo is rather old. June 2016, we will be ready to have the 450 meters ready to operate vessels. To give you an idea, this is the present layout of Piraeus Container Terminal. This gives us a throughput capacity of 4.8 million containers. And after the completion of the works for Pier 3 West, then we shall be able to have a throughput capacity of 6.2 million, on which, if we add the 1.5 million of Piraeus Port Organization, then we shall be to the region of Antwerp. Recapitulating, all these have been achieved with six members of the management who are Chinese. We have 1,047 at the moment Greeks. We have spent, or we will spend till 2017, 600 million euro in investments. We have paid to Piraeus Port Authority a concession fee and rent for more than 200 million euro. We have paid more than 100 million in taxes and employer contributions and over 105 million in salaries and wages. The target of this investment is to transform Piraeus into the biggest Med and one of the biggest ports in Europe. The unique Mediterranean container terminal that can serve 4 to 5 container giga vessels simultaneously. The south gate of the trade of Europe. The main pillar of a shipping and logistic cluster in Greece. And in other words, to transform Piraeus to a global logistic hub. Thank you very much.